can't hear you, Rainbird.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Greetings and welcome all you angels, eagles, and commanders. We welcome you to Tara and Rama's Friday night hard news call. And tonight is a good one. It is a five-man day. And man is the eagle, the eagle vision. It's Mayan common usage is also means eagle. Man means eagle, also means cobweb. And it has the qualities of hope and commitment, compassionate service, and global consciousness, and dreams and visions, planetary mind, and belief in oneself. So we're going to celebrate those energies today. It's symbolized by the gathering of eagles, the third eye, and the violet flame. And its color is lavender. And its herbs are the Indian pipe and chickweed and nutmeg. And its flowers are heather and lilac. Oh, in a sense, are lavender, lilac, and heather. So the stones for eagle are amethyst. And the pitolite and singing crystals. And the element is water. The direction is west. And so those are some things you might wish to know about men. Oh, the affirmation, with vision and hope, I dance and sing here for the one heart. So what I'd like to share with you for this opening is for you to just take a few gentle breaths, and I wanted to share with you the writing of Salisbury and Brenner from the Mayan Oracle. And this, they talk about each of the galactic signatures in different poetic ways. And so this is one is called The Magical Child, and it's each glyph has a poem called The Magical Child, where the glyph is introducing itself. I am man, the eagle's vision and dream. Gather about me, winged one, to take your place upon the currents of our divine purpose. Soar with the flow of consciousness in my massive wings. Let us glide in the graceful expansiveness of planetary mind. Carving out the pathway of timeless beauty for all to follow. Spread your precious wings, sweet blessed eagle of the new sun of flowers. Flow with me upon the shimmering crest of the new reality emerging. And together we shall create the joyfully awaited garden of the one world. Feel my song stirring in every cell. Its refrain quickening you into resonance with the golden octave now sounding through the consciousness of the earth. Gaia, singing like a crystal in the brilliant light of luminous love. Through you, Gaia, I also am transformed. I too am awakening. As the return of divine love and light, we are one. I am men. My gentle sound and touch ripple like waves of healing silk upon the wounded body of the earth. I am the crystal singer at the heart of the labyrinth, whose crystalline core magically transforms this vibration into the splendor of planetary mind. Hear my impassioned call, O radiant children of the sun. Lift with me the collective mind, for we are the awakeners, the transformers. Let the flowing beauty and power of my wings inspire you to ascend to our committed purpose. Find the gate of Ice, the place where there is no other. Remember, alliance of the faithful of the stars, sunrunners, your commitment to hold the light high in this time. Find the living consciousness of God within you. Like a florid fountain, this place flows with the elixirs of compassion to create our ascended earth. Believe in yourself and your visions. Sing the sparkling song of hope in a voice rich with the transforming power of your crystalline rainbow body. Merge with the sublime vibration that lays the song of ecstasy ever so gently upon the yearning spirit of Earth, Terra, Gaia. This, my beloved, is yours to do. Build thy inner and outer temples and adorn them with the precious gift you have carried within you for so long on the winds created by the movement of my mighty wings. Hear me. Feel me. Let us begin. And so those are those words. And men remind us to step powerfully into our commitment as a planetary server. And our assignment includes whatever furthers our personal evolution and the evolution of global mind, as we are the awakener and the transformer and empowered global visionaries. We have compassion for others in our vision and our decisions are made in the light of global consciousness. So ask ourselves, how we might experience compassion towards the self and the earth and others, and be guided towards types of work and relationships and places to live and projects that benefit Earth and her creatures, Nisera. So let us allow our spirits to expand and soar on the spreading wings and planetary perspective and affirm, through you, Gaia, I am also transformed. I am awakening as the return of love and light. We are all one. Gaia, as you awaken, we heal ourselves. As we awaken, you are healed. And together, our petals open ecstatically to the new sun of flowers. And so, a little more on man. And so that brings us just about to this place where you can stay in that space of men, and we can discuss, I can discuss, all the ways that we support this radio program, this work that we do with Tara and Rama, and the work that they do, and the work that our keeping of those archives, scribing the story of history, making this change into this new paradigm. And so we meet each week, and we do our part by contributing what we can to BBS Radio to pay for all these services. And so the way that you can make a contribution, oh, well, first, let me tell you where we're at. We need $50 for this week to be even, Stephen. We are doing beautifully. We have much gratitude for all of those of you who have prayed for and have sent gifts. And so thank you. So let's keep it up and keep it caught up. And the way you can make a contribution is you can do that online at bbsradio.com. Click on Radio Station 2 and then scroll down to the icon for the Hard News Call with Tara and Rama, or the Stargate Roundtable Call with Marita Pickett, or the Saturday Call, whichever one. Well, you can follow that trail and make a contribution that way. Or you can save the bank fees and you can send a contribution directly to BBS. And that their address is BBS Network, comma, Inc., 5167 Toyon Lane, T-O-Y-O-N, in Paradise, California, and the zip there is 95969. And that's also, I believe, listed on the website, which I'll share with you in a minute. And that way, you can, if you put attention, Don, on that envelope, it'll get right to the right person. And if you write a little memo on the inside saying, for Tara and Rama's calls, or Marita's, Tara and Rama and Marita's calls, then that'll work too. And that's a good way to do that. And that way all the money is received in a good way. And so that whole gift gets to go this way. We're very grateful. Another way you can send money is to send it to Rama. If you want to send a cashier's check or a money order, you can send that to Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M D. Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z. And that street address is 1704B, Llano Street, L-L-A-N-O, Street number 249. And that is in Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87505. And if you need to make a phone contact, you can do that by calling Marita at 317-773-0061. And if you are sending something, and or if you want to go online to send something, you need to make an email. You can make an email contact when you're sending something. That's Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 999 at Comcast.net. And that web address is actually a blog site, so it's no W's, http://... or is that the other way around? Anyway, you know where those go. And 2013, rainbowroundtable.com or .ning.com. Either way will work. And then you can click on the donate button tab on the homepage, or you can look just above the blogs and see a place where you can send a donation through Rama's PayPal account, and you can make a memo there as well. So that's all the information that you need for paying it forward and keeping us on the air in a good way, and feeling free to do our work when we don't have to worry about things. And we don't worry about it because we know we can always come through. We've been doing this beautifully for years, and we have much gratitude for all of us for showing up in our lives and paying it forward and doing what needs to be done. And what an exciting time to be here. So let's hear what Tara and Rama have to say about today. Greetings, Tara and Rama. Are you there? It's Pi Day. Hello?
Greetings, everybody. Just getting the unmute button unmuted. Oh, gosh. Thank you, everybody, for making conscious effort to contribute. And each week we see some new faces, so that's really good. So if we can have a devoted schedule like this, this will bring us good blessings. That's what I can say.
Indeed.
And just ask as we come closer and closer to this transformation time that people can let go of, you know, separating the mind from the heart, of being confused about galactic presences, and that the world can really focus and prepare itself for going into this acceptance of the presence of the higher beings. And I know that this airplane situation, they are every day, it's kind of humorous. They're trying to stand on their heads and figure something out when they got nothing, you know. Now it was a ping, and that the black boxes get to ping for 30 days after they go somewhere, and then they stop pinging. So they're all panicked. They're looking for something that's pinging everywhere, and I guess the naval radar is picking up the pings.
Yes, and Larry and Curly. I spoke with Larry and Curly today, who work with the King of Swords, and they told me when I asked where the plane and the people are, they said they're in a safe location and they are going to come back after the fact when these criminals are gone.
When they've been arrested and dealt with according to the law.
And the way Mike Papantonio today and Rick Outzen and John Fugelsang laid it out today, if you remember something back in the 70s called the Frank Church hearings,
Explain them for people that don't remember.
it
You weren't
was.
alive back then, darling.
Well, I was on my way to India to avoid the Vietnam War. And Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger were going hog wild, investigating everybody and their dog. And it was kind of like an echo of the McCarthy hearings. Have you now or ever have been associated with a member of the Communist Party? Or are you a member of the Communist Party? Or have you had dealings with the Communist Party? And the church hearings were going into celebrities, just like the NSA and the police and the
Four
other
minutes. 4 minutes.
folks are doing right now. Violating the Fourth Amendment, the right to be able to have your privacy and your things and posse comitatus, habeas corpus, that went with Patriot Act 1, 2, and 3, yet all of it is fake stuff because it's based on something called Homeland Gestapo that Bush put into office after 9/11. And where does all this lead back to is 9/11. This is why right now Dianne Feinstein is sweating bullets along with Mr. Brenner or Brennan or even that other guy, Paul Bremer. Pro-counsel to Iraq when he told 400,000 guys, take your guns and go home, you're fired. And Mike Papantonio, John Fugelsang, Rich Outzen said, it is time for these hearings, and people are going to be dealt with according to the laws because the Constitution, they have not upheld their oaths of office. And he said, this is treason on its face. How we proceed with this, even Bernie Sanders today on Tom Hartman said, there will be arrests. And all of it has to do with the fact that 9/11 is still swirling in the mix, with Governor Chris Christie, talking about handing out objects from 9/11. All this is.
They're steel beam parts from the structure, the infrastructure of the towers. And I mean,
Even having that in your presence is like so much radiation. I can't even imagine wanting to be near one of those, pieces of whatever.
I don't know what's going on here, but I mean, just the idea that he had them and he's given them out. And Marita was talking to us earlier, and she said that some of the politicians in Indiana have pieces of the stuff, and they've been handing them around too.
That's so. What's his
I'm just
name?
saying that You know, that was never spoken about at the beginning.
No.
Not ever. All we learned about is that it was absolutely near impossible for Dr. Stephen
Jones.
Dr. Stephen Jones from Brigham Young, who was a biochemist and a physicist, to get a hold of that stuff to analyze it. And he did get a hold of some of that steel, and he found the tritium on there, the radioactive particulates. And he explained, I can't remember the other one from the University of Wisconsin, the theologian philosopher. He also talked about it.
I know.
Remember his name? No.
No.
Oh, gosh. But anyway, the two of them spoke in detail about one particular issue, which is that there is no way that burning molten steel could be burning for 100 days unless it was one of two things. It was a volcanic eruption, you know, volcanic stuff, or it was nuclear fissile material.
Right.
That had been exploded at the site. And so, I mean, everybody just, that went right over their heads. But nonetheless, that was detailed at that time. I guess we're up for 9/11, everybody.
Yeah.
And this is going very, very fast.
And it's also Pi Day.
It's Pi Bay. 3.14, like Barack Obama said on the night of the, was it the 13th of October? I love pie 15 times.
Yeah.
My favorite is sweet potato pie. And then after that, I love key lime pie or something like that. Or what was it? Lemon meringue pie. I can't remember which one. But he was making a point, and we're talking about the golden mean that Pythagoras has talked about, which is an infinitely endless number. It never ends. Not ever. And that's talking about the transmutation of our DNA to the higher vibration of immortal, omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent life, of which we've had access to from all time. And as we are not our bodies, yet we have the stewardship of them, so that as we work with these higher frequencies coming in, that we can literally steward our bodies to the vibration of an immortal DNA expanded. And that's really clear. I think we want to get started and play. We want to play. The stuff that's going on is just, it's stark, and it's also why we know and be comforted that the galactics are here. And again, we're going to repeat, there was nobody at all that was left behind. There were no explosions on the plane. Nothing was blown up.
The plane is perfect, in perfect condition, Larry Curley said.
Yes, and it's in a shuttle bay.
In fact, it's probably
a galactic starship.
In fact, it's probably even in better condition being in the presence of such love. I mean, that actually has a presence on physical matter where it gets upgraded to a higher level.
Okay, well, let's get started or we'll be too late. This is about a half hour, but you can't fast forward the commercials, huh?
No.
We're just going to turn them down, and there's three commercials. It's about half hour. Here we go. Right, this is the Dalai Lama with Larry King, no less.
Okay, now the Dalai Lama, the spiritual leader on his recent meeting with President Obama.
She very much support my way of approach, not seeking separation, but remain within the people of China.
Discussing global issues.
I think 20th century become like century of violence. Use force immensely, never solve problem.
Plus, do you think we will ever see a female Dalai Lama?
Yes. That's not impossible.
All next on Larry King Now.
Hey,
welcome to Larry King Now. Forgive me, I've had a sinus problem, but I'm getting better. And I'm honored to welcome one of the world's great spiritual leaders and Nobel Prize winner, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama. We have interviewed many times in the past. It's good to see him again. I'm still older than you. By 1 year. You recently met with President Obama. What was discussed?
3 commitments. Number 1, promotion of human value. 2, promotion of religious harmony. The 3rd, regarding the Tibet. Now, political responsibility is concerned, I already retired. The same Dalai Lama, when we met previously, I also have the sort of responsibility of Tibetan political, or say the business. Now, 2011, I completely retired from political responsibility. Not only myself retired, but also almost four century old tradition.
Why?
Dalai Lama Institution automatically become head of both temple and spirituality. Now that I voluntarily cease. So I feel very happily or proudly ended in that sort of system. Why?
Why?
You see, I believe the democratic system is no matter some drawbacks here and there, but basically best, because I always telling people, I believe world belongs to 7 billion humanity. Each country belongs to the people. So one time I express in this country, America belongs to about 300 millions of American people, not a Democratic Party or Republican Party. Or similarly, you see, any nation not belong to kings or spiritual leaders, but people. So the best way to rule by the people through election, democratically elected. So therefore, you see, I felt that this is my historical sort of duty. Now that old system must end.
How did the president react to the meeting?
Very good, wonderful. And then he inquired about the situation inside Tibet. Then he very much support my way of approach, not seeking separation, but remain within the People's Republic of China. Well, and some special sort of right, which constitution itself, you see, mentioned.
China asked him not to meet with you.
Oh.
Are you surprised that he didn't listen to China?
No. I think in the past, many cases, sometimes, I mean, even some universities who invite me, some of the Chinese officials, so they protest or express something negative.
Do you think the United States has lessened its pressure on China regarding the Tibet situation? Do you think the United States is still as forceful as ever or not?
Well, basically, I always see telling, according to my sort of belief, the world trend, democracy, openness, freedom, that's world trend. So people from China, most populated nation, but still part of the world, China's future depends on the rest of the world. So therefore, you see, whether they some of the hardliner leaders, whether they like it or not, they have to go along the world trend. So here, America, the leading nation of free world, so have moral sort of responsibility, moral obligation. And Chinese people, they also want more change. Just economic, I mean, change in the economic field is not sufficient. Many Chinese, many intellectuals, even retired officials, you see, they have the view. Now time come, more political change is necessary for their own future, for their own well-being.
Do you think, honestly, that in your lifetime you will see an accord?
Oh, yes.
You do?
I feel. That China is changing. Now, for example, I usually say telling the over 60 years, the history of people from China, four eras, Mao Zedong's era, Deng Xiaoping era, Jiang Zemin era, Wu Jintao era. So these four eras, because of different circumstances, new reality, the party and leader act according the new reality. So Mao Zedong time, emphasis ideology. Deng Xiaoping, then emphasis importance of economy. So he no hesitation to follow capitalism. So he considered America is their teacher, capitalism.
Good point. We'll be back with more of His Holiness the Dalai Lama when we come back.
Dear Sweet Tooth, I love you. Chocolatey Delight Pastry Crisps from Special K. Two delicious crisps for 100 calories.
We just can't control the commercial. But this is good. Let's keep the vibration at that level. He's bringing it up. You know, that Barack Obama believes 100% in ending this proliferation of nuclear holocaust. And I'm going to play a little later something from Tom Hartman. There's an interview with a gentleman on there that's been working on this with the president too. No time like the present, because, I mean, 220,000 Russian soldiers ready to do whatever up in the zoo here after the referendum, and there was no agreement whatsoever between Lavrov and John Kerry. They spent four to six hours together. That's just another commercial room. So when it's over... what Lavrov said is they will disagree completely to discuss any further anything until after the referendum is over. Yet I will say this, that both are very stubborn. The stubbornness is on both sides, because, you know, we set it up to change the...
We're here at the Fabulous Science Center in downtown Los Angeles, right near the University of Southern California. Have you seen the spaceship?
Yes.
Beautiful.
I got this.
So you got the pin?
Yes.
Would you go to the moon?
Perhaps. Once you see quite well established, go there, coming back, then I go. I want to go.
Let others go. Okay. So if, have you met, or would you like to meet the new Pope?
Yes, I'm very, very eager.
What do you make of him?
Huh?
What do you think of him?
Wonderful. I think he truly implement, you see, their teaching. The one thing I admire, his dismissal on German, I think, bishop. You see, maybe a very nice person, but his sort of lifestyle, very, very luxurious sort of lifestyle.
Austere.
Oh. Yeah. So, you see, he dismissed. I think that's very right.
Good point. Last year, Pope Francis criticized capitalism. He said, capitalism excludes the poor, creates new tyranny. You have said the free market can work if it's infused with compassion.
Yes, there's Marxist economy. You see, think the equal distribution. However, the capitalism in free country, the rule of law, and also, I say, the certain regulations, so also it makes a difference. Finally, no matter what system, the person who carries that system with sense of responsibility, sense of concern of well-being of other, then any system can work properly. No matter what good system, the person who carries that system, too much self-centered attitude, and no moral principle, then telling lies, cheating, corruptions, all these things happen. So ultimately it depends here.
Do you feel malice toward people who have harmed you? Do you feel anger at people who have harmed you?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
If I develop anger, it only destroy my peace of mind. Not harming them.
But you must have feelings.
No. You see, as a Buddhist, in Buddha's time, even criticisms, Buddha also there. So then me, of course, some negative sort of comment or negative.
To me, it's hard to be a Buddhist. Must be hard.
Not easy, but step by step, year by year. You see, we can train our mind. Of course, sometimes it's a short, short anger usually come. But negative feeling remain here, never.
Amazing. What are the three global issues that worry you the most?
Ecology. Then also you see population increasing. So they're concerned about natural resources. Then the gap, rich and poor, the poverty. I think these are very serious matter. I always emphasize, we have to think the 7 billion humanity or human being, because we are part of that. You see, sometimes we just think oneself, me, my world, my century, something like me. I think that outdated. In the ancient time, maybe okay, small population, more or less isolated, self-sufficient, independently. Now today, no longer that reality.
But you look at the world, you look at Venezuela, the Ukraine, Syria. You ever think people will stop killing each other?
Right. Very sad. All this, too much self-centered attitude and short-sighted. Not using properly human common sense. And too much emotion. Once destructive emotion become out of control, then no room to think normal way. I think 20th century become like a century of violence, use force immensely. Never solve problem. You see, violence create unexpected consequences. Even your policy, your government policy about Iraq. Very good motivation, very good goal, bring democracy in Iraq, but method, use force. So it is wrong.
What do you make of the whole emerging gay question? Russia banning homosexuality, yet in the United States we now have growing gay marriage. What do you think?
That, I think, personal matter. Of course, you see, people who have belief or who have certain sort of spiritual tradition, then you should follow according to your own tradition. You see, like Buddhism, also, you see, there are different kind of sexual misconduct. So you should follow properly. Then no believer, then up to them. So far, you see, the different form of sex, so long, safe, okay, and fully agree, okay. Bully, abuse, rape or this bully, that's totally wrong. That's a violation of human rights.
What about same-sex marriage?
That's up to the country's law.
What do you feel personally about it?
That's okay. I think individual business.
None of your business, right? You got a point. All right, what about you say?
If you people, two couples, really feel that way, it's more sort of also the practical and more sort of satisfaction. Both sides fully agree. Then okay.
Coming up, His Holiness, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama will talk about optimism, peace, and more. The elders will be back in a moment.
Couple more commercials, everybody. Oh my gosh. Let's keep it simple, everybody, huh? Let's keep it simple. I got to talk to our brother Cody today, and there's this new technology out. It's kind of, you know, quietly going on, yet it literally has a vibration that brings it into the Buddhic plane. We're talking about the Dalai Lama here. And the actual vibration clears the body of all the toxins. And it pulls it out through the calves of your legs and out the bottom of your feet. And it's a completely different thing than this other device, which puts a copper technology into the water and is supposed to pull the toxins out. And actually, that's not correct. That's not a correct technology. No, and this other technology just changes the water from clear to cloudy. And then it just, you take get rid of it that way. I was impressed with this because every time you come up with a new technology, it's moving way up into the higher vibrational patterns. And indeed, that's pretty amazing stuff, everybody. And Marita was telling me, I guess she'll talk to, oh, here, come back, okay. Turn it up. Just
called my wife, my daughter, but I forgive you. You have a great sense of humor.
Apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize. Anyway, you know, we've never discussed this. Take this, give me a typical day in your life.
Hmm?
A day in your life.
Hmm.
What do you do? What do you do? You wake up. Give me a day in the life of the Dalai Lama.
Nothing special. Of course, firstly, I'm a human being. Sleep, eating food.
You do that. You eat food.
Of course. Then, sleep. So then, as a Buddhist monk, my daily routine, of course, firstly, I have to remember the 253 precepts about Buddhist monk.
253 precepts?
Huh?
You have to remember them all?
Yes.
Every day?
Yes. You have to sort of follow how to eat, how to sleep, how to walk, how to talk, all these easy things that happen.
And you do that in the morning?
And then my sort of daily practice. I usually got up 3 morning.
3 in the morning?
Yes. Then prayer and meditation. And my case is in meditation. It's a different type of meditation. Usually it's basically single-pointed meditation and analytical meditation. I usually carry analytical meditation. Analyze everything, my own mind, my own emotion, and also, you see, world.
Do you eat special foods?
No, nothing.
You eat everything?
Everything. One time in South India, when I visit, the host asked me what special sort of arrangement about my food. Then I answered, we Buddhist monk like pig. Whatever you get, we will accept.
You would eat pizza?
Huh?
You eat pizza?
Pizza, Italian.
Pizza?
Yes, Italian. Yes. Everything. Too much oil. Then sometimes I don't like.
When you pray, who do you pray to?
Buddha.
And do you believe Buddha is listening to you?
Oh, yes. But the Buddhist concept, even Buddha himself, you see, stated, oh, my follower, monks, scholars, should not accept my teaching out of faith, out of devotion, but rather thorough investigation and experiment. And then also, Buddha stated, you are your own master. According to Buddhism, no concept of creator, oneself as a creator, self-creation. So therefore, ultimately, responsibility entirely on your own shoulder.
What do you believe happens after you die?
There's a continuation of my mind, my consciousness.
In a spirit world?
Oh, yes. The continuation of mind, body, grosser level, no continuation. Of course, particle continuation. But subtle level of body, that's more in form of energy, very, very subtle energy. That subtle body as a energy and mind, no beginning, no end. That's Buddhist concept. In India, I think over 3,000 years, a lot of discussions about these things. And all major tradition also, deal with, after death, what happened. So the concept of heaven and hell, that also very good.
Do you think we will ever see a female Dalai Lama?
Yes. That's very possible. Many years ago, in Paris, one women's magazine, interviewed me. Then she asked me, any possibility, female Dalai Lama? About, 20 years ago. I immediately responded, yes, possible. Firstly, in Tibetan tradition, among high reincarnated Lama, some are female, about, 6-7 centuries old. So this is nothing new. And then I told the reporter, if female Dalai Lama come, the female must be very, very attractive, more useful. Female, but looks to see little.
Can't be ugly.
they're not much, sort of meaningful.
Carouser. Do you have someone in mind?
Of course, when I met, some people, of course, very objective. At the intellectual level, yes, that's beautiful. But emotional level, discipline.
Do you tweet?
No.
You're an avid reader, right? You read a lot. Write, do you have a favorite book of yours?
Oh, mainly ancient Buddhist text, which translated from India. I think 2nd century, around that period, then Nalanda Institution in India, they highly developed. So a lot of, through few centuries, a lot of great thinkers, philosopher, and a logician used to come that institution. So their writing is main textbook.
His Holiness will answer your questions right after this.
Okay, you can let the commercial go. Let the commercial keep going.
Well, I have to do this.
Yeah, but let the commercial get through, and then we'll finish this when we come back at 9 o'clock. But,
well, I'm going to have to close the meeting.
Well, I wait till the commercial's gone, and then it'll go right back to that place. You don't have to restart from the beginning, do you?
I'm going to have to, because we're closing this down. Remember, I can't leave it open.
Oh, you mean for the hour when we're off the air? Well, will you be able to forward it to the last section?
I hope so.
Oh, I hope so too. Okay, everybody. Well, I was just to finish that that vibrational technology, which puts you into that Zen state. It corrects your autoimmune disorder, and 99.9% of the people on the planet have autoimmune disorder at some level or another. Completely corrects that, and it dissolves all the replays of the negative mental and emotional thought patterns in your your relationship to your body is elevated. And then there's something called the finger buzz, and your fingertips pass over this metal plate, and it creates a Zen vibration in all of your fingertips. And in 30 seconds, it opens all your chakras and aligns your chakras with the higher vibrations. And there's a group in outside of San Francisco. They're called the Glowing Yoga People. And they literally float in their light bodies around a room. Damn. No, they're called Glowing Yoga People. That's all I know. And in their practice, they can test that, and it also does the same thing. And the last thing it does is it gets rid of heavy metals. Big deal. That's a great 3-in-1 machine. Okay, so we'll continue our conversation for an hour on the conference line at 213-342-3000. The PIN code tonight is 2323-23-pound. And we'll see you all there, and then at the top of the next hour on BBS Radio Station 2, the best radio in the universe, Sat Nam.